Welcome to Future Proof, the marketing podcast from Kantar, the world's leading marketing data and analytics company, and Side Business School, University of Oxford. In each episode, we speak with marketing leaders and share insights to help brands and business leaders navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape and hopefully dispel some myths and misconceptions along the way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So our guests today are Cécile Lejeune, who is, she has many titles, one of which is the CEO of VML Y&R France, the agency in France, but she's also a board member of AACC, which is the French Advertising Association. And our other guest is Annalisa Torcel, who is our head of brand, media and creative at Kantar in France. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So we're here to talk about creativity today. It's something we covered as a topic in Cannes in 2023. And there's a specific program that you have been involved in called the Creativity is Business program. So Cécile, can you just tell us a little bit about what that is and what it does?
Yes, of course. So yes, we've created all together between AACC, Kantar, and the Media Figaro, with a French, very well-known newspaper, a program named Creativity is Business. I know it doesn't mean anything in English, but what we want to demonstrate is that creativity is driving business. And in order to demonstrate that, the program is very simple. We take the French campaign which are winning awards, and we demonstrate thanks to Kantar insight and figures that these campaign are performing in really better than the average on in fact three key topics, but I will let Annelise explain it. So our subject is really to demonstrate that the campaign which are judged as being creative are in fact most efficient, really most efficient, to drive business in a short term or in a long term for the brand. And we've launched the program one year and a half ago now in Cannes Lions 2021. And I can say already that we have tested more than 65 campaigns, and all of them, are above the standard of Kantar. So all of them, there is no exception, are doing the demonstration. But I let Annelise after that describe more how Kantar is doing it perfectly. But it's So the purpose of the program is to demonstrate that creativity is driving business.
Okay. And Annalisa, so tell us about what Kantar is actually doing to make this happen, Creativity is Business program.
Yes, exactly. As Cécile was saying, our purpose was to demonstrate how creativity is driving short-term and long-term impact for brands. And this is at the heart, I would say, of Kantar philosophy in terms of creativity. So we were naturally excited about being part of this program when we decided to partner on this with the AICC and Media Le Figaro. And what is our role today in this creativity business program? We are there to bring evidence based on our database, especially our link database, but also based on our cross-media database, in order to demonstrate the power of creativity and the role it is playing in the efficiency of the campaign and the communication. So we use basically our pre-testing approach, Link Plus, to test campaigns. These campaigns have been awarded at major creative events. So like Cécile was saying, we tested award winners from the Cannes Lions, from the EFI, for instance. Since the start of the program, we tested over 70 campaigns through that program. So a bit more than one.
You forgot the last one.
And for each of these campaigns, as Cécile was saying, we assessed how they are performing across what we call the three advertising success factors. First, to be successful, an advertising needs to have the right media impact. So meaning that its ability to drive people engagement linked to the brand. So we measure how this campaign are performing on this pillar. Then we measure how the campaign is performing in terms of commercial impact, meaning that how the campaign is able to drive short-term efficiency for the brand, meaning persuasion, the ability to convince people to buy your product. And then the third pillar is much more about the brand building. So we assess the power of the creative content to drive and to nourish brand equity for the brand in the longer term. And as Cécile was saying, among the 70 campaigns we tested for this program, all are overperforming compared to our database in France. And last but not least, they are overperforming on all the three success factors. Almost all, I would say 97% of them are overperforming in terms of media impact. And more than two-thirds of them are also performing in terms of short-term impact, ability to drive persuasion, or longer-term impact, ability to nourish the brand equity.
Okay, so it's a very holistic view. Cécile?
Yeah, no, I wanted to add, because I think it's part of the success of the program, that what we are doing that for each campaign. And what is interesting is we always organize a media event, thanks to the Figaro, which could be video or print, with a presentation of the result to the client and to the agency, and a discussion with both the client and the agency. And what is very interesting is we can discover that obviously the client and the agency, and most of it the creative director of the agency, are discussing about Kantar results, are discussing about business results together. And that on one of the clearly the best business newspaper, which is the Media Figaro. So it's also part of the success of the program.
Yeah, and it's very powerful, actually, because I have attended a couple of these events now, and actually getting the creative director, the people involved in creation of the ad, and the client with the outcomes and the short and long-term success is actually a very powerful discussion and super interesting to hear everybody's perspectives. So we've done another piece of work which shows globally that high quality creative, as determined by metrics on Link Plus, drives 4x profit. And that's comparing some Kantar data with some Walk data on similar clients, and making sure that we understand the long-term impact of that activity too. So we have lots of proof points now that creative can directly drive business success, and that's primarily because it drives predisposition. It creates a memory, it creates associations in people's minds, and as you say, incentivizes them or persuades them to buy the product as well. This is something that we look at in the Kantar Creative Effectiveness Awards, which, as you know, we run every year. And this year, we had some really interesting key themes in the Creative Effectiveness Awards, one of which was about the use of emotion and particularly humour. So we know that humour is increasing in advertising again, and that's a very simple thing to say, but actually that's a big piece of analysis from all the global ads that we've tested around the world over a year and looking at them over time. And we know that humour is on the increase again. So, Cécile, what role do you think that humour or even emotion plays in ads?
We believe at the agency and in the group that emotion is key. You can't be creative without creating an emotion. If you don't create an emotion, no one will see you. You will never connect with your target. So the objective of creating an emotion is obviously a key one. If you don't have that, you will never be creative and you will never connect the brand with its customer. After that, you're right. There is lots of emotion. You can play on the drama emotion. You can play on the humor to create that emotion. You can also use other form of emotion. But humor, you're right, as Dawn we clearly have seen lots of humor last year in the Cannes Lions, and it's great. I think after the COVID, we were a lot into the drama emotion trend. Clearly, we are back to a little bit of humor, and it's great. It will probably continue. After that, what is true is humor is a bit more different in each culture. So when you do a global campaign, it's easier to do a dramatic global emotional campaign than to use humor, because every culture has a little bit of different humor. I'm not going to talk about the difference between the English one and the French one, for example.
Good.
and it's true that it's probably why we have seen a bit less of humor, because the campaigns are more and more global and it's more difficult. But yes, great. We see more humor and it's great, because we should always remember that in every media, we are part of the entertainment. And we should entertain people. And so emotion is key.
So I do notice that Cannes Lion is introducing a new category for 2024, the humour category. Yeah. So all of our discussions about this topic have finally made sense, which is great. So Annalisa, on a more practical point, how do we measure humour and emotion in advertising? How do we do that at Kantar?
Yeah, being able to measure and decode how an ad is emotionally engaging people, how they are able to create a resonance with the people and the targets is really key. And I think that humor is part of all the emotions an ad can play in order to engage emotionally people. What we used in with Link, a mix of rational KPIs and more implicit measurement of the emissions, because we are talking about emotions. We cannot just stick with a rational measurement of the emotion. Emotion is much more linked to your system one, to system one in your brain. It's much more linked to implicit, to unexplicit reactions. So we use a tool that we call facial coding. This is an AI developed with Affectiva, in partnership with Affectiva. And this is recording millisecond by millisecond the facial reactions of people who are watching the content. Thanks to that, we're able to decode each nano reaction people have. And we all have the same kind of facial reactions when we are feeling an emotion. Thanks to that, we are able to decode what are the emotions, what are the implicit reactions to a content. And this is super powerful because we can cross this with all our more rational measures and KPIs.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that is super powerful to give some granularity about how an ad is performing, how an ad is engaging with the audience, what we can do in order to optimize this engagement, what we can do maybe to shorten the content. And this is something that we love to use with our client and agency in order to support the creative development.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, telling you how the ad is performing and how people are reacting, but it also gives very concrete advice as to how to improve it and how to make it better second by second, which I think is great. Cecile, a question for you, a broader question about creativity. I think certainly for the last maybe 15, maybe even more years, a lot of the conversation in marketing in the industry is about all the changes that are going on in media, digital media, all the new platforms, all the new formats, which obviously media agencies have been wrestling with. And in a way, creative agencies, you know, maybe have been catching up. So is it time to bring back creativity, especially in digital? What's your view on that?
Yes, obviously. What is true, you're fully right. Each time we have a new media or a new tool, we think that the media is, because it's new, we think it is creative because it's new. So if I take an example, the influencers, for example, doing something with the influencers was creative just because it was a little bit new. No, it's not because you do something with the influencer that it is creative. And it's true that now, as everyone is using the influencer, everyone realizes that if you want to do something interesting for your brand and for your consumer with the influencer, you have to be creative. And if you ask me, it's going to be the same with AI, and it started. It's creative, you know, when you use AI to produce to produce your video or your film or your TVC, it is creative. No, it is not creative because you use a tool or you use a media. So yes, clearly we need to refocus on, you know, what is the creative idea which makes that connection again with the brand and the consumer, and which will also make everyone understand what's the difference that the brand proposes. Because the key, and I know you measure that a lot also, the key element to bring business is to build the difference for the brand and to show what's different and why I should use that brand and buy that brand.
Yeah. And Annalisa, moving on, because I think that's right. Difference is important, is relative difference compared to the competition, obviously. But with all of the new channels and formats that still are being introduced, As Cecile points out, we know that influencers are, from Media Reactions study, are the number one channel for marketers this year. So they're still very, very prevalent here. But how should marketers look at their campaigns, Annalisa? Because obviously the more channels you use, the more fragmented your campaign can become. And different people have different experiences of the whole campaign. So how should marketers define creativity but make the connections between all of those different channels?
In my opinion, here as well, creativity can be the magic recipe or ingredient, I would say, to bring consistency and synergies across this fragmented media landscape, the fact that we are playing on a multiple number of channels, touch points, formats. Having a powerful creative idea at the heart of your campaign can help to help consumers to make the link between something that they are seeing outdoors, something that they are watching on TV, something that they are exposed to thanks to an influencer. So this is not meaning that you need to use the same content, but having something that can be customized and adapted to the format, the platform you are using, but having something common that helps to drive synergies and consistency is really key, I think. And based on our cross-media database, we were able to demonstrate that more than 50%, 57, if I'm remembering well, of the most creative campaign, multimedia campaigns are those that are integrated and customized, meaning that there is this big creative idea earth, but this creative idea is adapted across channels and across platforms.
Okay, so it's a fine balance, isn't it, between the customization and making sure that distinctive assets are kind of recognizable. So let's talk about AI. We can't have a podcast without talking about AI. Cecile, you've already mentioned it, but I'm really interested to hear your thoughts about how AI is going to be used by agencies in the coming year in terms of creativity. We've seen lots of examples of ads that are partially written by AI, ads that are partially, you know, directed and created using image and video generative AI. What would your prediction be for next year in terms of the actual day-to-day use for advertising agencies?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question and the question of the moment, as you can imagine, in every agency. Clearly, every agency is already using AI. Yeah? We at the agency, we are doing it. So we've started 1 year ago. And we are using different AI to do different things. Just two examples. We are using image and video AIs for the creative. So all the creatives are using image or video AIs to build and execute what they are doing. And we are using a lot ChatGPT. I know it's a wrong word, but we are using a lot ChatGPT. All the strategic planners are working a lot with ChatGPT because, of course, it makes them win lots of time of research. But what I can say to you already is clearly AI can make you win time to search or to execute your idea. But AI will not find any brand strategy for you or will never find a creative concept for you. But it is true that it is helping us to win time in terms of execution for the creative or to win time in terms of research and knowledge about a brand when you discover and you start on a brand. So yes, it's helping. And I believe, that's my personal view, I think AI will make us augmented human. I'm not sure you say it like that in English, but I think AI will push us to be more creative, to be more clever in our strategy, because we're going to have more time also to do that. And because we're going to have to always be better. I think the good news with AI is that it will make all of us clearly augmented, and after that the issue is to learn how to use it and to use it well, and AI is changing every day also, so to follow, which all that takes time. So we win time on one side, but we lose time also on all the training, all the knowledge of the AI. So we will win time perhaps in a few years, but for the moment, not sure we are really winning time.
Okay.
But this is what I could say with how AI will help or be used in the creative industry.
Yeah. That's interesting to hear. And we actually recently did some testing of some ads which were partially or wholly created using generative AI. And we did find that they are not more effective than non AI generated ads, but it's early days, you know, right? So we have to keep testing and we have to keep understanding them. But at Kantar, Annalisa, we've been using AI for some time. We also have lots of very exciting pilots and exploratory discussions taking place on AI, but it is already embedded in quite a few of our solutions. And I just wondered if you could touch lightly on Link AI and how that works and what we do and the power of it.
Okay. Yes, as you mentioned, Jane, we have a long journey with using AI, I think, at Kantar for our creative effectiveness solutions. We use it in different ways on creative effectiveness. As I mentioned earlier, we use it to decode emotional engagement and implicit reactions towards the content with our facial coding tool. We also leveraging AI to predict creative quality of some video contents without having to interview consumers, real consumers, to do that. The fun fact about the study you mentioned a minute ago, Jane, about the fact that we tested some contents done partially or fully by the AI, is that we tested this content with our Link AI solution. So we tested it with our AI, with our own AI. This Link AI solution is super useful for us because the AI has been trained with our Link database, meaning that we have an extensive database across the world of more than 270K video. And we've trained the AI in order for her to be able to predict the creative quality among the three pillars of success. This is particularly useful in order to drive a learning culture, I would say, in the advertising agencies or in with our brands, because they can test more, tense, more formats, more type of videos, and learn by doing. This is also something that is super useful because you are not testing your competitor's ad with a consumer test, but having this AI tool allows you to test more content so that you can test also and learn about the creativity and the creative quality of your competitors. And I think that this AI is something that we will mix and combine more and more with our other Link products. We also are testing currently within Kantar some other usage of AI. We are testing AI in order to make the first analysis of our creative test. As you were mentioning, Cécile, it won't give the insights and how really an advertising is working, but it will help people to save time in order to be much more accurate about their insights and recommendations.
No, and what is interesting to conclude on the AI is again for tasting or for developing creative concepts, what we can see is AI will allow us to do more, to do better, and that is what is really interesting with AI, and I think I said augmented human. Yes, it's exactly that. Everything will be augmented, and after that, we have to learn how to use it well and to serve well our clients and the brands with it.
You've been listening to Future Proof from Kantar and Side Business School. For all episodes and more information, visit kantar.com or oxfordfutureofmarketing.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave a rating and a review and subscribe on your favourite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Me and him.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.